Sometimes there's a song that you know will stick with you forever. For Jericho Vowles of Louisville, Kentucky, it's This Must Be the Place by Talking Heads.
I guess the best way for me to describe it is it feels like I've heard it before. It gives me this kind of nostalgia, and it's obviously a love song, but just the weirdest one you've ever heard.
And it would become her signature song, as it helped her navigate an intense and perplexing time in her life.
I said I was going to have a baby. I tried. I got pregnant. And so I guess there was just this nagging fear, like, that since it was so easy, something was going to go wrong.
Jericho Vowles was terrified. She entered a kind of state of denial. She didn't talk about expecting a child. She stopped using the name that she and her husband had chosen for the child. She began to pretend that she wasn't pregnant.
So, you know, if I lost her, it felt like the grief wouldn't be the same for me.
As her pregnancy and anxiety progressed, Jericho Vowles listened to a lot of music. This Must Be the Place was often on repeat.
I had read that playing music when they're in the womb is good for them. And so I would sit in my room and I would take the speakers and I would put them up against my tummy and I would blast the song. Even though I wasn't trying to have a connection with her in those moments, it was like, I'm doing something for you. I'm letting myself have this with you.
Her daughter, Clementine, was born in April of 2016, a little over 7 pounds, a happy, healthy baby. But in the hospital, Jericho Vowles found that she was still on a kind of emotional autopilot.
I guess all those months of just keeping that disconnect, I still had it on. But I can remember a couple of days after coming home, and I'm sitting on the sofa with her, and it just hit me like a ton of bricks. I had never loved anything as much as I love this human being, and it was painful. It was like a physical pain, and I started crying, and I knew what everybody was talking about now.
The next few months were trying. She began to care for her newborn daughter, but she and her husband separated and would soon divorce. She says it felt like her life had imploded. Then one day, when Clementine was about a year and a half old,
I was driving in my car on my way to work. I was going to drop her off at her daddy's house. And This Must Be the Place comes on the radio. I'm at the stoplight and I turn around and I look at her in her car seat. And she's just got this look on her face and the biggest smile. And she says, I like this song. I love you. And it made me feel like, you know, all the things I had done and all the disconnect that we had had, that the moments that I did sit in that room, the speakers up against my belly, that little connection that I allowed myself to have, it was enough, because it really felt like she remembered.
Jericho Vowles of Louisville, sharing her signature song, This Must Be the Place, by Talking Heads.